Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Tony Evers, State of the State, Special Edition. Welcome to it, Dominic.
Happy Tuesday, Crudy. Pardon me, Evan, on the board, our fair audience. It is a big Tuesday, State of the State. We're bringing you coverage up until Tony Evers takes the stand.
That means bonus 3 hours of the greatest radio show ever. Kind of like the old times, right, Tom?
Right, the old days.
Now it feels like, oh, that might be a lot of effort. You were saying, totally oh, is. 3 hours. We used to do 3 hours every day of our lives for like 10 years.
It was. It was a lot, Crudy, but now it's 2 hours. Now it's easy.
Except today, when it's less easy. We're going to make it easy. We're gonna bring some fine guests on the greatest radio show ever, including Civic Media's own, our buddy, Earl Ingram, the host of the Earl Ingram Show. Me and Earl have been talking a lot lately, mostly talking smack about you behind your back.
Bring it. I love Earl, man. He doesn't come around nearly enough.
Well, Earl's going to come around about 4:30, and part of the reason I invited Earl on today, of all the days, is because apparently he's the only guy on the network that the governor, Tony Evers, likes enough to actually go on the guy's show.
Would you do, Crudy?
I don't know. It's been years, yeah. Man. I'm sick of contemplating. You know, whatever anger there might have been for yours truly, I think it should have been buried long ago. We helped the guy win re-election. I mean, Jesus, move on already.
Ah, come on, though, Crudy. You know, sometimes, you know, people can hold a grudge or have a really long memory. I'm not one of those guys.
I am, but I've moved on. Moving on, we got other fine guests, like the Democratic Party chair, great state of Wisconsin. Ben Winkler is coming on, 5:05, going to make the happy hour
nice.
A lot happier, Dom. And then we're going to mix it up. Bonus coverage and more of our friends. You know, technically, Up North News, Pat Kreitlow, who's going to join us at 6:05. Evers went on his show as well. Pretty sure. Pretty sure I've heard the promos of Pat Kreitlow, anchor of Up North News, right here on the Civic Media Network, early morning, 6 to 8 a.m. everywhere, and occasionally Tony Evers comes around on his show. Not this one though. Just saying. What'd you do? Although everyone knows it's me. It's not you. It's me.
It's you. It's not me. It's you.
And then tonight we're gonna have the. In the Assembly Chamber coverage brought to us by our news director, Civic Media News Director, Terry Bell. So, if possible, we'll check in with Terry. But I know we're going to check in with the anchor of the fine coverage right here, the extended coverage, live speech kicking off approximately 7. But Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, he's going to join us, you know, let's say, about 6:50. In the super duper third bonus hour, Todd's going to join us and, you know, tell us what to expect from the dynamic Tony Evers speech. I can't wait for the speech, Dom. I'm so excited.
What is the state of the state, Crudy?
Surplus. That's the state of the state. There's
that's the real deal. The surplus, $6 billion.
Gets to play Santa? Who gets to put through their tax cuts? And how is Tony going to sell it? It's his only opportunity for the entire year. This, I don't know if Tony's team appreciates the gravity of this evening. since he has been reelected, you know, they had the party, little inauguration ball. Didn't even bother asking when that was this year. But the state of the state, this is his only chance to effectively sell his agenda, sell his budget, and to explain to the people of the great state of Wisconsin, doesn't matter what he does, the opponents, the Republicans in this case, they're gonna shred his budget, and they're going to throw back their twisted versions. Flat taxes, regressive tax rates, 3.5%, something like that. Now, personally, selfish bastard that I am, yeah, give me the tax cut. I'm just like everybody else. But if that means my property taxes are going to continue to go up because they're not properly funding local school districts, yeah, and the only way to get the money in the hand of these districts is we, the citizens, have to go raise our own taxes over and over and over again under these legislative Republicans. And, of course, we got to go to the referendum, local binding referendum process. They're only locally binding them. So anyways, big night, state of the state. Here's what I would say. Historically, Dom, you know, we've made a big deal out of this one, either because it was wanker state of the state, and originally we got thrown out of the one, or at least disinvited.
Disinvited. That sounds more accurate.
Somebody came in from still Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's office on a federal holiday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, as fate would have it, and we'd been credentialed, and then we were uncredentialed? What's the opposite of being credentialed?
Uninvited, I guess?
We were uninvited from Scott Walker's State of the State Address. And we made a pledge to the audience at that time, Dom, we weren't going to take it lightly. So we did outside the Assembly Gallery coverage. We probably would have found that night's event. You know, no one would have paid attention until you make it about us not being able to be in the room.
Until he make it personal.
And so anyways, I remember vaguely making, you know, Walker Bash go viral that night. Brandon Weathersby from the Democratic Party at that time, he let us know, boys, I think it's viral. So what would be the Tony the Evers speech? How can we make Tony go viral tonight? And also, most importantly, what do you got in the drinking game?
Pick your word. Let's get to it. Yes.
The real. You know, if you're going to be a political junkie like we are, and this is a political party, we're having fun. Sometimes
it is a party.
Sometimes we, you know, bust your balls a little bit. So drinking game. What would be your preferred Tony Evers trigger word for slamming one back, Tom? Just, you know, well, tequila, you know, or beer.
I have to go to the low-hanging fruit, the easy one. But you got to be careful. You don't want to get, you know, too lit up. Holy mackerel. I mean, every time Tony Evers says holy mackerel, you got to take a drink.
Okay. I mean, that's the obvious pedestrian one. That's one of his trademarks. Folks might be another
one. Yeah, folks is another one.
But
sure,
that's sort of a throwaway when he says folks. I mean, I think this will be a well-crafted, but, you know, if he falls in any vocal ruts, he'll throw a couple of extra folks out there. That one could get you a little buzzed up on a Tuesday night, you know, school day.
And we do know, I mean, Tony can be a passionate man sometimes, so anytime he drops a swear word, perhaps, you know, like, this is BS. I hope someone's working the board tonight, Crudy.
Gets a little salty.
We've had
to dump a couple of live speeches on behalf of the then candidate Tony Evers at the DPW, I believe summer of 2018, threw a GD in for good measure during his live speech. And above and beyond that, I know when I was in La Crosse, although I wasn't broadcasting it live, Tony Evers came out to the landing at the La Crosse Center for the Democratic Party convention. But it was also the day after the Dobbs ruling had come down. And Evers came out and said, you know, I got 7, 12, I forget how many, but I'm not trying to undermine the number of granddaughters he has. I just don't recall the number. It was quite a few. At least a half a dozen granddaughters.
Yeah.
Tony acknowledged having. And so anyways, got a little police thing going on outside the window here. Getting a little interesting.
What'd you do, Crew?
It's not for me for a change, but we got a couple of cops on the beat here walking down the street following a woman. Questioning her while there is a car blocking traffic on University Ave, a cop car, kind of walking, following them. So I don't know what they think she did, but she's going to continue walking. And no, it's still going. So anyways, I thought they were going to throw her down on the ground. I thought there could be some police scuffle. I had never seen that where cops like walk down the street, like questioning you, but then one's following and one's sidecarring you on University Avenue, a busy road.
Well, all the times that you've been stopped and arrested and questioned, I mean, I'm surprised. If you haven't seen it, Crudy, it must be pretty rare.
Holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel.
So you're holy mackerel, and I'm throwing in for legalized marijuana.
Yes. Yes.
Only it won't be a drinking game. I don't actually, between you and I and the audience. It's Tuesday, man. I'm not drinking. Isn't it still dry? No, dry November or
I mean,
something.
Dry January, yes.
Dry January.
That is a thing. That is a thing. And I've
summer
cut
still
down
observing
a bit myself. But you know, listen. If you do the dry thing, and kudos to you, that's cool. It's nice to always do something better for your health. But if you go back to whatever it was before you went to your dry January and February. You're really not making any changes. If you get up and go to the gym for a month and then don't work out the rest of the year, yeah, you're not really doing a whole lot. You're just going to be really sore for a few days, and then you're going to be mad and then not go anymore.
Well, that was my plan. That was my 2023 goal, to go to the gym for like a month this year. Folks, we are the devil's advocates. I'll be honest. A Tony Evers speech. I may in fact drink or smoke, but it would be to the trigger, legalized marijuana.
Legalized marijuana in the budget, and I won't sign a budget without it. There you go, Tony. That's what I want to hear.
Do you think he'd make a strong pledge like that?
I hope he does make a strong pledge, and I hope he sticks by it.
I'm not going to hold my breath. Come back with us. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can join us. You playing a drinking game tonight? You got to listen right here on the Civic Media Network. Tony Evers, State of the State, a special edition. Bonus Devils, 3 hours. All we require is all three. Come back.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines open. We can take your calls at 844-967-2789. Earl Ingram going to join us at the bottom of the hour.
Dominic, I was concerned the audience couldn't hear you. Sexy and sweet sounding like I do. Right. I would perceive that as perhaps the greatest show ever.
Oh, come on, you miss me when I'm gone, man.
I do. Audience less so, but I do. You're a present. It's like a presence, like a poltergeist.
My presence is a present. You're welcome.
Thank you. And you can join us. Be a part. 844-967-2789. State of the State. Tony Evers. Again, I think this is an important speech. I think that these opportunities that present to politicians to make an impression, I did check down. There are no conflicting Badger games or Marquette games, no reschedules, no sports conflicts. Packers have been done a couple weeks. There's no conflicting, playoff games or Monday night or Tuesday night football or anything of the sort. So, Tony Evers has your attention for one day this year. Today's that day. And he's got a speech to give. And he needs to deliver. Don't you think, Dom? I mean, does it matter? If Tony gives a terrible speech, does that matter? I'd like to think he's practicing, polishing up, putting a shine on it.
Tony is Tony. He is not a great orator, so it's not going to be a Barack Obama speech, right? But the topics is what matters, and how we're going to and what we're going to do with the budget surplus. What are we going to do with abortion? You know, where do we stand on that in the state?
Legalize marijuana, drink
policy, right? Exactly. So I fully expect Tony to be Tony because Tony is Tony, and these things aren't necessarily, I don't know, listened to a whole lot. You know, we're in it. We do this. This is kind of our gig, but most people are not into it. So unless there's something that they're very interested in specifically hearing about, unless they happen to be flipping through all the civic media stations as they're driving through the state of Wisconsin, I don't expect a huge audience for Tony.
Oh, man. You're taking all the luster off the special event. Then we, you and I, Dom.
Yes.
We will be the party. We'll be the party the people need, Dom. And we'll get our buddy Earl Ingram involved. And we'll get Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party chair, great state of Wisconsin, involved in the happier happy hour. And we'll get our pal Pat Kreitlow from Up North News, former state senator Pat Kreitlow, I might add.
Yes, that matters.
He's been sat through a couple of state of the states.
Like us, but in a different capacity.
Pat's going to join us in the bonus third hour coverage at about 6:05. And then Todd Alba is going to take us at like 6:50. Lead us all the way up to the live coverage of the big event. But Dom, let me ask you. What's Mike Pence doing with classified documents at his house? I mean, I know it's kind of off the state trail, but I got to tell you, that headline should be leading the day. Former vice president has classified documents at personal residence, in this case in Indiana, not Delaware. But what the hell is going on, man? Do they all do it? Do they all just take... Dom, you theorized before we went on the air.
I got a thought about it.
What's your theory?
I think in some ways, you know, sad Mike Pence, also known formerly as Hang Mike Pence, is feels like he's missing out. He sees all the attention that the former president Trump continues to get from Jack Smith, the DOJ, for his possession of these documents and that whole story. He sees the current president, Joe Biden, you know, drip, 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 few documents here, few documents there. Well, he wants to get in on the game, man. He feels he can be presidential, too, if he holds on to some documents and lets people know. So this is Mike Pence showing the world he is presidential material.
Kind of sad. Hashtag sad. Jeannie from Eau Claire, never sad when you join us. Welcome, Jeannie.
Hey, Jeannie.
Guys, hey, I'm looking forward to your coverage tonight. I think you guys will do an outstanding job. It'll make this speech even greater than it is. So thank you guys for covering it, and I'm going to be listening.
The story's all in the telling, but before we let you go, Jeannie, will you have a couple of sips of an adult beverage, and will there be a trigger word? You know, pick your word, Jeannie. What are you going to drink? Even if it's a glass of milk or coffee or whatever, what are you drinking, Jeannie?
Well, I hate to disappoint you guys, but I have notebooks full of information that, as an older person, I write down what's been said, and so that I remember the points. And so even I write down, you guys give such great information. So I will be taking notes. I don't have time to drink. This is too gal darn important. So thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening, Jeannie. Always appreciate your calls. You know, Dom has binders full of women.
That's not
true. Oh, was that Mitt Romney?
That was Mitt Romney, yes.
Oh, okay. That was, who am I thinking of? Joe from college?
Oh, man. Thank you for the call, Jeannie. Earl Ingram, our pal, coming up next. the heavy topics, Crudy. What's yours, man? What do you want to hear? What have we missed besides deficit and abortion and weed? What are the other things that you think should be brought up today?
I think Tony Evers should front and center on abortion policy. I think he'll have a smirking Robin Voss over his shoulder and Speaker Pro Temp Tyler August or whatever his name is. Big headed guy. Not that I'm one to talk, but I mean, this guy.
It kind of reminds me of your head.
It's large. It's ginormous. And what I would say, giving back the surplus or some portion thereof, what the spending priorities are, well, that's important. But I think that Tony Evers should accentuate the bounce back grants given all across Main Streets, all across the state of Wisconsin. Such a better plan than giving $4.5 billion to a foreign corporation that never bothered doing anything in the state of Wisconsin except taking the money. Come back, more Devils with Earl Ingram.
Holy mackerel, folks. Let's get to...
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's not just a plain old Tuesday edition. It's special. Special coverage up to Tony Evers, Democratic governor, state of Wisconsin, stated the state address at 7 p.m. Got team coverage going on right here at Civic Media. And we got our pal, Earl Ingram Jr. from the Earl Ingram Show joining us right now. Welcome back, Earl. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Earl.
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Dominic?
I'm awesome, dude. Good to hear from you, man.
You know, Earl,
good to hear from you, my friend.
Much like the governor, you don't even acknowledge that Crudy exists on the radio, man. Why does Tony give you a call and join you, but not the greatest, you know, some say the greatest radio show ever. I know your wife is fond of the Earl show, but apparently so is the governor.
Maybe Earl is a little nicer when he has the ass, Crudy.
I won't even respond to that.
Right. It's all right, Earl. You don't got to respond, man. Thanks for coming around, man.
Earl, you know, the governor's got a big speech going on tonight. What could he do for you, Earl Ingram, as a voter, as a politically active guy? What do you want to see from the governor? What should he be talking about tonight, to your opinion?
Well, you know, the one of the reasons that people in the city of Milwaukee voted for Governor Evers, especially people of color, is because Governor Evers has realized that there's some things going on in the state that haven't been right. There's some areas in the city of Milwaukee and some suffering that's been going on for a long time. And Governor Evers has been the kind of guy who is, even in the face of all the criticism, he's been willing to stand forward, stand straight, and disavow all of the negative things that he's heard mentioned about what he does, and he's put resources into a community that needed them the worst. And it's almost like he himself has you know, stood up to the bullies like Robin Voss and others who have made it almost impossible for the city of Milwaukee and the people of this city and the taxpayers to be able to fend for themselves. And so the governor is the kind of person who has been willing to fight that and, in spite of all the criticism, do what is right.
Earl, Governor Tony Evers, through, you know, a lot of federal funding, has chosen to put a lot of money in small business owners' pockets. When they opened up a new location on Main Street or a larger location, but when they rented a vacant storefront on Main Street, Wisconsin, they were eligible for a $10,000 grant. $100 million in funding was dispersed, last I checked, to over 6,600 local small Wisconsin businesses. As an example, Earl, I was in Amory, Wisconsin. There is no available real estate on Main Street in Amory. It's all been gobbled up. I talked to the local, the partnership, the business partnership running this grant in this town, 35 different grants had been promoted and given in Amory, Wisconsin, a town of like 2,500. That's a lot, Earl. That's a lot of little businesses opening shop on Main Street. And I don't know that the Democratic governor takes enough credit. He's got to get out. Tonight is his night to brag. If nothing else, Earl, brag about this, Tony. You did it absolutely right.
You know, Crudy, that's not who he is. That's not in him. He is the most vanilla guy that I think I've ever met who's reached the level that he's reached. He is not a guy who's a pat on the back kind of guy. You know, what does he say? Shucks, golly gee, oh wow. Right. That's real. That's who he is, man. He can't be anybody other than that. And I think in an environment where people like to brag about what they've done, he's not that kind of a guy. He's not going to brag about that. He's just going to get it done.
Earl, it's not just about bragging about what you've done. We got politicians that brag about what they haven't done. Hell, some get elected lying about their entire background. So having a guy like Tony Evers is a refreshing change, of course. The gun violence, Earl. You know, we just had another tough weekend here in Milwaukee. Like 18 people shot, a couple of teenage kids shot dead, and certainly this is not alone here in Milwaukee. All over the country, the gun violence continues to rage. Do you expect, or would you like to hear Governor Evers propose something, address something, do something about the prevalent gun violence that we're dealing with?
You know, Dominic, I talked about this on my show this morning because it hits you really hard when 8 teenagers were shot over the weekend and two who lost their lives. And all the governor can do is suggest that there's something that needs to be done about the easy accessibility of weapons. You know, there's still a continued battle with the gun show loophole, and you got to ask the question. We know that there's a gun show loophole that makes it easier for the accessibility of guns in communities like mine, and yet we can't get it done. Why can't they get that done, Dominic? And so he can talk about it, but he's not going to get anybody to come along with him from the legislature on the right who are going to do what is necessary to get it repaired. He can scream from the top of the mountain.
But I think he has to, though, Earl. You know, I mean, if nothing else, to browbeat them and shame them into some sort of action. There are little steps that can be taken that the Republicans should be down with.
You know, Dominic, I agree. You and I would handle it the way you just said it.
Yeah.
But that's not who this man is. And you would think that after all of these things, Dominic and Crudy, that this would be a perfect time. I would be rubbing their noses in it. I mean, I'm sorry. And I know the both of you would, too. And there are times when that needs to happen. And right now is the time that it needs to happen. All of this, we have to work together, foolishness. Yeah, well, he's been trying to work with them for how long now? So it's time to push back hard, but he's just not going to do that.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. At least lie to us, Earl. Tell us, you know, I hope he does it. I think he's capable. He might do it. You know, at least give us a little glimmer of hope, for Christ's sake. But let me ask you, here, you know, whether his words are as forceful as, you know, a couple of radio guys might like or not, Earl, here's what I think he does the governor needs to talk about. Abortion. The fact that abortion is illegal in the state of Wisconsin. And Earl, I think that it will be the issue of the moment. Tony gives this speech really heading into the spring primary and soon a spring general election, I think that abortion's got to be front and center. And when Robin Voss makes a proposal like, you know, if Tony would just compromise and continue to allow abortion to be illegal, but, you know, some modest exception for rape or incest, you know, come be a moderate like me, says Robin Voss. Earl, how does Tony make abortion a speech issue, but also an electoral issue? Because we're in an election cycle right now.
So you couldn't find an easier question to ask, huh? You know, Crudy, I'll tell you something, man. Tony Evers and the abortion issue, he's not unmindful that that is one of the reasons why he got reelected. So he definitely is going to bring that to bear, whether or not Tony Evers is going to convince you and me and others that he can really force the Republican Party to accept that they did the wrong thing and maybe acquiesce and go along with what anybody would common sense who had taken the beatings that the Republicans took in the midterms would certainly realize this is the time we made a mistake, let's move forward. They're not going to do it, and I don't think Governor Evers is going to push the envelope other than to say a few things. He knows that that's one of the main reasons he got reelected, Crudy, and Dominic, and I just don't see that in him. He's not the kind of guy who is going to rub anybody's noses in it. I agree with you that this is a victory lap time. All of us would be taking a victory lap. But, man, what I know about the governor, man, it's not in him. Crudy, it's not in him.
I know, man. I know. I know, Earl. I know. I know. It's not in him. But put the words on the teleprompter and hope that he can deliver them. It's important for him to talk about these things, Earl. It's important. We are literally in an election cycle that could change the balance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Oh, it's a Supreme Court.
And you're know right. that a speech like tonight's speech is as much about the political theatrics in the chamber. Earl, I don't know. I don't recall if you ever joined me and Dom in the chamber for a governor's speech,
Never.
But it's very much like the State of the Union address. You know, he says something and one side of the chamber's all cheering and clapping. And then he'll say something else, and then the other side, usually sarcastically, will cheer and clap, like, oh, he finally got around to acknowledging one of our policy priorities. But it's very theatrical. And knowing that it's theatrical, I wish Tony would just take this opportunity. You know, like the old teacher he is. I mean, you got in front of the classroom, you're putting on a little bit of theatrics. You want to keep these kids' attention? You better put on a little entertainment, right? You do a radio show, Earl. It's Earl plus a little entertainment. Tony Evers, man, do a little. Come on, do it radio style. Make it entertaining. Make some good radio on the radio tonight, Tony.
Let me see if I have this right. Crudy is asking for Governor Evers to bring some excitement and energy and to a speech. Let's see, what are the chances of that happening? Hey, Dominic.
You're going to suck all the life and energy out of this guy. Come on, just tell me there's a chance, Earl.
Zero chance.
Thank you, all the listeners. Please tune in. There's a 0% chance you'll be entertained.
Well, there's
tonight.
There's delivery, and then there's content, Earl. And I get it. I mean, I get Crudy's bluster. You wanna have something to talk about, something to get some sound bites on. But it's gonna be holy mackerel, and it might be a BS. But this is a state of the state. He's the governor, you know, and he needs to deliver and inform the Wisconsin citizens as to what it is that he's doing, what it is he wants to do, what it is that the Republicans have done, are doing, are trying to do in the future, and justify and explain, hey, this is why you elected me. and help me help you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't expect, you know, an Obama speech, Earl, but certainly I'm looking for some good content, if nothing else.
Well, you know, how about a why can't we just get along?
Why can't we, like Rodney King style? Why can't we? Yep. Because Robin Voss might literally come out like the cops in the Rodney King beating and beat poor Tony Evers right in the assembly chamber. That's why, Earl. Help me help Earl. Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show. He's all across the Civic Media Network, 8 to 11 a.m., originating from WAUK. He's on WISS Oshkosh Air Support. And also, newly, WGBW. You know, I was listening to you in Green Bay earlier today, Earl. You sounded sexy in the morning, my friend.
Dominic, how do I respond to that?
Just say thank you.
Thank you, Earl Ingram. Keep it locked. More of the Devil's Advocates. Phone lines right. Open. Right. 844-967-2789.
Big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789. We'll get you in now before the top of the hour when Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin, going to join us on the line.
And don't forget to thank our good buddy Earl Ingram for joining us here on the big show, his big show, each weekday morning, originating from WAUK 540 AM, 8 to 11 AM, playing out in Oshkosh and Green Bay and worldwide on the Civic Media app. You got so many choices. And we, Dom, we, the fine host of this program, we're going to take you all the way up to Tony Evers' State of the State Address. I just heard Earl say it's going to be a barn burner.
Is that what he said?
Something like that. I think he didn't want to be as optimistic as I am about Tony's presentation tonight. But I'm telling you, it's going to be damn dynamic, or I'll get drunk trying. 844-967-2789. I understand this is the original Claire from Baraboo. How you doing, Claire?
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Devils.
How you been, Claire?
Claire, what's going on? Where have you been, sister? We were talking about you recently. We miss you.
Oh, my ears must have been burning. I know. I miss you guys, too.
Why don't you ever come see us? You've been listening, I hope.
I've been trying.
Well,
signal's a little iffy up here.
Not on the Civic Media app. Get the new app. Take it anywhere, even behind the bluff.
I'm a Luddite, baby.
You're a what's that?
I'm a Luddite.
A Luddite?
Yeah.
Does that mean you're from Lodi? What are you telling me, Claire?
I don't do the social media stuff.
Oh, okay. Well,
a little slow on the tech side. That's all right, Claire. The phone works. Yeah. We're on the radio. All the good stuff works.
So what do you got for us today, Claire? Been far too long, but give us a political thought or at least a topic you're going to drink on during Tony's speech tonight.
Well, I'm tied between abortion and guns for the drinking issue. But what I'd like to hear him say is, what a lion sack of you-know-what the Republicans are. But I don't think I'd get to drink if, you know, he's not going to say that.
If he does, I'm chugging, Claire, because that would be fantastic because it would be so true. It's so true, these Republicans. I mean, everything they did with this whole Gableman, I mean, the Wisconsin, what they put Wisconsin through with Trump and Gableman and this election thing, and it's still there. I mean, it's still haunting us. It is still a cancer upon our democracy, Claire.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
I just read an article today that Scott Walker, I hate to bring that up, but
Wanker.
Scott Walker cost Wisconsin, Snot Walker, cost Wisconsin roughly $800 million when he wouldn't do the train to Madison.
Oh, and by the time we got stuck paying Talgo $50 million after the court settlement, his whole complaint was $22 million, I believe, in over a decade, like $2 million a year. That would have been what the state could theoretically have been on the hook for long-term maintenance. The state gave back almost $1 billion. It cost us like $50 million in lawsuits so that we could not pay $2 million a year for 10 years and modernize our infrastructure to the 21st century. And then he followed that up with Foxconn. Wanker.
Correct. Yes, and may I point out,
I missed that guy.
Good old Foxconn is in Robin Voss's district, don't forget.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Isn't that ironic? Hey, Claire, great to hear from you once again. Stay in touch, and we'll let you know when we come rolling around Madison Baraboo again. Miss you, sister. Take care. 844-967-2789.
A programming note. Sometime later this spring, you know, Claire, we've got a better signal for our friends in your direction coming. So hang in there. And in the meantime, you know, get the Civic Media app. Or if you have to, WTTN 1580 AM. It's a fine signal. You can hear us there. You can hear us there at Baraboo, Claire. I know you can. Tune us in. Except at dark. Then it gets dark.
It gets dark early, man. Dick from Madison, you will be next. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Oh, cripes, guys.
Golly gee, willikers. Holy mackerel, fella.
Yeah, Kreitz was a guy I worked for that was from Edgar, Wisconsin, up by Wausau. You go, oh, Kreitz all the time. But, you know.
Yeah or no?
No, we can't. Yeah, we just can't expect it, like Earl said, because the other thing about him is, at his age, and that's not a big deal, he's in great shape and all that good stuff, but he has no political aspirations on being governor of this state, like many other governors would, that got, you know, national ideas. So, you know, he's going to keep it local, and it's going to be pretty low-key, I'm thinking. But, you know, I wish it was different, too. We all do, but I agree with Earl. It's probably going to be pretty anticlimactic. I mean,
you don't think it's going to be Marxist woke agenda that Tony puts forth?
No.
Well, they'll call it that, Dick, but it won't be.
He'll be advocating for critical race theory and
no,
you know,
it won't be a Ron DeSantis type speech. It's just not going to. You know, I mean,
and that's okay. You know, Dick, I mean, that is totally fine. I'm okay not having the fascist Ron DeSantis type of speech. The Mussolini speeches don't work with me, man.
I don't need that.
Didn't Walker give a speech in 2015 when he was about to pivot and run for the president, and he said freedom like 32 times? In like a 15-minute speech. I remember another one where he gave a speech in like 15 minutes because the Badgers were tipping off and he wanted to get the hell out of there.
Do it quick.
I'm thinking, you want to get out of there. The entire state of Wisconsin wants you to get the hell out of there and let us watch the Badger game. No Badgers tonight. 844.
No reason not to listen.
967-2789. We're going to make it easy on the Civic Media app. Claire, you can take it anywhere in the great United States. But Ron, quick one before the break. Welcome to the show, Ron, from Milwaukee. What do you got?
Hey, Ron.
Yeah. Hi. Just a quick note on Claire's Luddite comment. The Luddites were from Scandinavia, I think, in the 1800s or something like that. And they opposed mechanization. They are afraid of, you know, which is a good thing if you think about it, that you're going to lose their jobs, you know, in these mills and everything. So what they did was the workers at those mills would show up with their wooden shoes and clogged the gears with their wooden shoes, and they were the Luddites. And I would like to think progressives are Luddites when it comes to being cautious about technology, but Republicans are Luddites when it becomes cautious, when they want to become cautious about democracy.
Ain't that the truth?
Look at our audience teaching us stuff.
I love it.
The Luddites, original, fighting against the machine. Like, literally, apparently, with clogs. Come back, Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, and us, the Devils, and you,